Okay, we're going to call our board meeting, the Arts Council Board Meeting, to order. Can I have somebody second it?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Don't have your chair.
I know, we ended up with...
That's okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's see. We've got...
Well, this is good, then we can hear everything. Yes, ma'am.
Doug, Kelly, no, Carol.
Yeah.
Kathy and Annie here so far. Okay, so there's a few things that I'd like to bring to your attention before we get going with our reports. And one is that we spent a lot of time cleaning that room, the closet, so that we could get in it. Now everybody's putting their stuff in the middle of the room again now. And we can't get to the cupboards to get our stuff. So I really need to make sure that you put it. Yeah, if not, I'm going to have to block it off so that you each have your own section and that's all you get. Yeah, does that make sense?
It does. I'd like a section, actually. I don't have anything in there.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. And you too. I know you want to sponsor your music.
It's okay, but if not, it's okay with us.
Okay. Okay.
Get in there first.
Hi. So, I'm good. So, that was number one on my agenda, that we get that, we make sure that we put our stuff back in our section against the wall so that we can get through the middle to get to the cupboards and get the supplies we need.
Actually, could we do sections? Maybe if we had a little spot, then we could,
okay.
That would be great.
Okay.
I'd love that.
Okay, I'll work on that.
No, I do.
Okay, now next, I would like to introduce our new city rep.
Kathy Brooksby.
And this is Doug Courtney.
Hi, Doug.
And he's going to be our new city rep for the Arts Council. And I'm really excited because he's a go-getter. He's going to be a really good rep for us. He will have our backs, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Welcome.
We're glad to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Stephanie, who's going to give us our quick training, right?
Just a really quick training, because I think we were, well, I have to do this every year.
Yes, and so I'm going to let you go now so that you don't have to stay for the...
I'll get to my young women's activity tonight.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so as you know, we have to do this training every year. It's open and public meeting training. Lovingly, we call it OPMA. So first of all, we define what is a meeting. A meeting, you have to have a quorum, which it looks like you have tonight, which is a majority of voting members, and that can be done either electronically or in person. I don't think this body has ever tried electronic.
We've done a phone meeting before.
Phone meeting, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a difference between, I don't think you've even had a closed meeting before. You've never probably ever had to do a closed meeting. Okay. I'm going to skip that portion too because I don't think you ever will have to do a closed meeting for any reason that
no.
I can think of.
No.
Not only is there nowhere to meet, but there's nowhere to park.
that's true.
When I got in there, then I couldn't get out.
Okay. Stephanie's giving us
doing a little bit of training on
your
Ellen's trying to do it.
Okay.
So, let's see. You don't even have to have public hearings on very many things. Your public body, this public body is very, very simple in what you do, and so very important, but very simple, which makes it nice. Your agendas and notices. I think last time we talked a lot about minutes, and I have a little graph that shows you how the cycle of minutes should be handled. And we're doing a great job on that. Much improved from our last couple of years. We were just a little bit of a struggle, but now we're doing great. I get the minutes after they've been approved. Looks like you've got them on the agenda every time. And so that's wonderful that you have that. You're doing great on the minutes. Minutes, you know, have to be taken at every meeting, and they have to contain who was there, what happened, the time the meeting started, the time the meeting ended, that kind of information. You're doing great with that. Once you've approved your minutes, then they come back to me and I post them in the appropriate places according to state code. And those need to be to me, I have to post those 3 days after you approve them. So that's why I'm always reaching out. Yeah, I'm always reaching out and saying, oh, I need those and those minutes so that we can get those posted. So.
I didn't realize that I
talked. Oh, no, that's a problem. I always reach out and try and get that. Your agendas, those are wonderful. Shawna usually sends those to me. Those also have to show the place you're meeting, the date that you're meeting, the items that are on the agenda, what's happening at your meeting. You have to show basically just what you're going to be doing at this meeting. Those have to be posted 24 hours in advance. So, and those get posted on the public notice website. They get posted on the city's website as well as at the place of the public the body is meeting. So you'll notice they're always on the west door where I post. Everything that happens in this building gets posted on the website. Okay.
One question about that, actually, the location of the meeting. In this particular case, it changed somewhat, and we talked briefly about changing by going over to the City Hall to have the meeting rather than in the hallway here.
Uh-huh.
If that happens after the agenda has been posted, is there anything that, any official process or thing that we need to do?
Not that I am aware of. I mean, after that 24-hour period, then you're kind of looking at, once I posted that agenda, certainly if you had to move for a reason that was out of your control.
Could you put a sign on
the meeting? I would put a sign here, the meeting's been moved to this location. You would do everything you can to be as transparent as you can, so that if you did have someone who wanted to attend this meeting and they came to the posted location, they would be able to say, oh, it looks like for this reason they moved it to City Hall or whatever it may be. Let's see, other things that you may want to know about, I think that's all I wanted to review with you tonight. Minutes and agendas, that's the biggest thing for this group. And like I say, you're doing great. So any questions?
This is starting to be, I mean, we're really booked up, as you can see.
The building.
And so, would it be possible for us to move it over to the city? Paul, do I need to schedule that with who? Shelley?
Yeah,
okay.
Talk to Shelley about that, and we could certainly accommodate. As long as the room is open, or a room is open, we have a couple of options over at City Hall. So there's City Council, Council Chambers, then we have... there's a conference room behind our council chambers that would be able to fit this group, I believe, as well. So there are some options at City Hall.
Okay. We may look at that.
That might be a really good idea.
Yeah, it's become... We're extremely busy right now.
You're popular.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. I mean, we want everybody doing classes and taking arts and stuff. This is why we're here.
Yes.
In terms of problems, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a really good problem.
It's a really good problem.
I will talk to her tomorrow and see if maybe we can schedule that into that conference room.
Okay.
That sounds great. And then just let me know on your next agenda. Whether you'll have it here or at City Hall, and I will make sure that it's posted accordingly.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
Anyone else have any questions on open and public meetings?
I have a question on minutes.
Yeah.
So you had sent me this template. I couldn't figure out how to change the date in the little box above.
Okay.
Is it possible for you to send me that without the date in the box, and then I will just use it every time for the date below?
Yes. Do you want the agenda template, or do you want
the minutes
template?
It's the same thing.
I'm
not good that way. If it just had a generic thing at the top, and then I could use that, that might be easier for you to just have it in a certain format. If you
let me do that. I'll send it to you, and then if it's We'll talk back and forth. You know, make sure we get it right for you. Thank you.
Yes, you're very, very awesome.
You're doing great.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're doing so many wonderful things for the community.
What's your last name?
Cottle. C-O-T-T-L-E.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
And it's funny, I looked at this and I'm like, oh, I probably should have sent you the agenda where I've actually put myself on the agenda.
Well, so, I already have it printed, so I just didn't reprint it.
I added myself to the agenda before I posted it.
That's okay.
It. So I looked at this and I went, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
On the official one, I'm on there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Amy Cottle is my sister-in-law.
My husband's brother is Chris, her husband. Right. Which one's the artist? It's your brother, though.
No, Amy.
It's Amy's brother.
No, it's Amy that's the artist.
So Amy's brother.
And Amy's brother is out. Yes, Henry.
Yeah,
I can.
Sorry, guys.
Offline. Yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
I'm getting more time in your meeting. Thank you for letting me come tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so. I have some kind of sad news.
Oh, no.
Ellen in the fall is going to be moving to Provo.
Oh.
And I'm really sad because she's been on my board the whole time I've been the chairman, which is 12 or so years. And I'm really sad to lose her. But
so what's in Provo?
But I know.
Wait, you're moving?
So you're going back to school?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What are you going to do?
I'm hoping to get a PhD in math.
Yeah.
I'm not in the program yet, but also my husband
is
in law school.
Yeah.
He is in that program. You got to go to law school, so like, I guess it's
just barely? Oh, he'll be there with a friend of mine who also just
I will be seeing you then if you do that, because my husband is a math professor at UW.
Really?
And teaches a graduate level classes.
Oh, wow.
What is his name?
David Cardin.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, you guys, she's gonna stay with us till after the fling, and help with everything between now and then. But I'm gonna need a replacement for her, and I would like to find somebody who really definitely has the amount of time I put in, because I'm gonna make them my assistant so they can start learning all what it entails. And I
want to retire.
And I can, it'll take a couple of years for someone to be trained completely. It's a full time job. I work on it every single day, every single night. You know, when I had Woody, he did a lot of the stuff for me. And since I don't have him, I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. I'm really overwhelmed. So I'd like to find somebody who definitely has the time to put in, and it's a definite commitment.
What if it was two people?
Well, I don't think
tricky.
We can take that many on our board. We're limited to nine.
I'm just saying, if one person didn't have that much time, if you split it between two people, is that a possibility?
Yeah, it's a possibility. Yeah.
Two co-chairs. Last meeting that we had. Was it November?
It was November. We didn't have one in December or January.
Did you already read?
You
did.
No, and we need to read the minutes. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I don't think you had one
in November, because that was the same week as the art show.
That might be true.
I was wondering if this is
I don't think so, because we had what day
November?
Did we have the craft fair?
It was November 2nd, I think.
Yeah,
oh.
November 3rd, I had surgery. And like, did we? So
I think
we
might have. Be true.
It might be true.
I think that you guys decided you were kind of.
It would have been November 1st.
We didn't have an official meeting.
It would have been November 1st, and
okay.
I had it removed off the calendar.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't think you've had
so can you go back that far, Carrie Lynn?
I'm trying to find them, but we're going to have to.
The craft fair
okay,
was
let's go ahead and go on, and then you can read them at the end, and we'll have to.
Yeah.
Will that work?
If I can find them. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm
so. this is the little calendar that Linda makes out. There's one of those for you. She's awesome. And are you going to give a report for Jordana, or do you want me to talk about this?
You go ahead.
Okay. Jordana is working on doing the youth theater for June, and she will be having her rehearsals the whole month of June, and then the performance will be July something. 24th and 25th.
I think actually the month of June and the month of July, but they're splitting it, so it's not so every day.
It's going to be like Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Right.
Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Beginning June 3rd, yeah.
No, I think June 3rd will be those 2 months.
Yeah. And I ordered the scripts and the rights and everything today. It takes a lot of... It takes a lot of jumping through hoops when you're ordering a Disney one.
It's worse than... Okay.
Yeah, I worked on it all day yesterday and all day today. I finally got it faxed over to them. So I hope they don't send back and say I missed something, because I hope not. But anyway, that's coming up. And then she also wants to do, she wants to actually do 2 adult plays during the year, but she's going to start her first one in October, which will be really excited. The mayor's been after me every time he sees me. He says, are we going to get back to the theater? And I go, yeah, at some point. But she's talking about maybe doing Little Women in October. So, but it's kind of just in the talking stage right now. So anyway, we're excited about that.
And that's for the children or for the adults?
No, that's for adults, okay. Little Women. And this one's for...
Youth.
18
on that.
Yeah,
and
she has a ton already wanting to sign up. And so we may have to double cast it.
I did have one question about, because she has a Tuesday date on there for her auditions. Is she just going to be done?
Auditions are May 17th. May 17th. Are you still... Okay.
I think it's Linda. Have you put this on the website? It's on the website. Have you put it on
Facebook? It is on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay.
And Instagram. But
okay. Awesome.
Yeah,
you did have already.
I did. As soon as Linda sent them to me, I get them out.
So I sat down because we have gotten so busy since we took on the Art Institute. With classes, I sat down and made a list of what we have for spring and summer, and I'd like to pass it around and have you look at it and see if I missed anything.
Carrie Lynn, the auditions don't start till June. I mean, the practices on Tuesday aren't till June.
So is this May 17th?
It's a Friday.
Okay.
This is a list of our events for spring and summer.
Okay.
And I just want you to look and make sure that I didn't miss anything before I give it to Shelly over the city. And you. Yeah. And Kelly, I have this for Glade. It's the last few bank statements. We have, I looked yesterday, we have, I think, 19,000 something, $19,901 right now. So, but I did just spend $1,100 for scripts and royalties and there'll be another charge coming on that, but I don't know. It usually is a couple of hundred. So I'm gonna pass that web.
So should I just put on here when our concert is, and we are not having practices after that? May 10th, which is a Friday.
Okay.
And so
is anything you see on there that I don't have?
So I can see.
Are there any more of those?
Is it just the one? It's just the word. As soon as I'm finished with this page, I'll pass it.
Okay.
There's something I need to know through the calendar. What's that? Something I need to know through the calendar. May 10th is our concert at Timberline.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. So, Shauna, I missed why it's not
after school. Why what?
Why there's no new carpet.
We haven't got there yet.
The new carpet is coming. They painted, but I...
Can I ask about the painting? They did a really horrible job.
I know, they did really
bad
job.
I mean, all the chairs had banged the wall, they just painted over it.
Well, okay, so this is what the plan is, which I'm not thrilled about, but they are going to carpet up the wall.
Really? Where the chairs back. Hit? Okay. Right.
Well, I wanted... John Pugh actually had a lot better idea. He said, why don't we put
a chair rail
right where they hit?
The problem is they hit pretty high because of
well,
the stacks.
No, but we can still do it. We look at it, yeah. And I'm worried about the carpet because it's the only wall we have to hang on about.
Well, and not only that, but it will make it easier to hear.
It will make the sound, yeah.
It will make it dead.
Well, so it wouldn't help by muffling it a little bit? No? Okay.
Carpet?
We're only on the one wall.
I know, but it will still... It'll make a big sound. It'll absorb sounds.
Yeah, so I don't know whether we can get them to change their mind on that, but...
Even a chair rail and a panel or something,
have,
you know. Not
yeah, well, we have all of the other walls either have windows or there's the stage up there. So really, that's the only wall
right.
We have to hang art on at the art show and stuff.
How far up are they doing it?
They set
well,
up the
like
wall.
It's like this high,
yeah.
You know, where the chairs sit.
Yeah.
It's
going
to
be good.
They didn't paint any of the door frames. And they did not paint the stage,
which looks awful, but
yeah.
Carol has volunteered to put a committee together to paint the stage.
Oh my goodness.
Stage and fix it. Well, we can't leave it looking
just
like that with new carpet.
You
should go up and look at it
also
before
they,
you leave.
Also, they came and drilled in some new things into the bathroom yesterday and left a pile of... All the dust that came from the drill, so I have little children, you know, going in there and using the bathroom. It's just a huge pile, and they're still. I think unless someone else cleaned it up, I tried to go in and wipe it up, but I had.
Carrie, then you
were in the bathroom.
Okay, and you weren't here when I talked about the room in there, but everybody's putting their stuff in the middle of the room again. I really need it to be on the edge so we can get into the cupboards.
Oh, that sounds great.
We had an awful time getting there for friends to get the stuff we needed for the food.
I know I have one table on the side of the I'll try to go through that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so let's just, since we're so, our room's so lovely, let's start with Donna. Do you have anything for us?
Yeah, I have two questions. We have scheduled our fairy tale ball on the 23rd of March.
Sorry, what?
Fairy tale ball on the 23rd of March, and wondered if we can borrow your sound system again that day.
Yeah.
Last year we were conflicting a little bit with Shakespeare. Do we have Shakespeare?
No, we're not doing Shakespeare.
Wait, what day of March is it?
23rd.
Oh, 23rd.
Don, did you use those head mics? Did they work?
Yeah. Well, some of them. I had to go through and find the ones that worked. But we found enough.
I'm going to do a radio.
I think we got 6 working.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Dan just wants to do head mics for the next thing, and I was like, well, we have head mics. I don't have any
idea. We do. We have head mics. So I think I got 6 working. And then our library, we own 4 more.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, do you have a spotlight? Do you have a spotlight?
Do we have a spotlight?
I don't think so.
We do.
Okay. We can look at that.
I was gonna say if you have one, I'd like to borrow one. But if you don't have one, I'm pretty sure I have one.
Is something free random?
You know where it might be a good place to get some of these is UVU at the end of each month has a big sale of like surplus stuff, and that might be worth going to get. My son went and has found really great deals, like microphones that normally cost him and they only got $5.
Wow.
But they have lights and stuff like that.
Okay.
How do you get on the list?
How do you find out when they're doing it?
Is it last Friday of each month?
Okay.
And meeting the first one.
Ask them if it's like the morning, afternoon, evening.
It's the morning.
Okay.
Morning.
Kathy?
I'll ask her.
Okay.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Concert is May 10th at Timberline Middle School. And,
That's the Coral Arts.
Highland Coral Arts. Sorry, I'm the Highland Coral Arts.
Is that adults or kids?
It's the adults group. Learning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So my choir is the adults group, and Terry Lynn's choir is the mm-hmm. kids group.
That's right, okay.
So, we have a concern about the key. We can't use the building without the door lock being used. Annalisa tried again with her recital, and it only worked for a second. I still have a key.
You still have a key?
Is that the only thing we can lock the building with?
Well, say that. Hang on to it till we're sure everything works.
Okay. Because we don't like the system where it unlocked the door, but was only a matter of seconds, so you had to grab it fast or it was locked again. And it wouldn't leave it unlocked for people to come and go.
Okay.
It just locked again. Okay. So that's our issue. I'd love it if I could get a key to the closet, and we wouldn't store a lot of stuff, but we would like a little space in the closet.
Okay. I want to put a plug in for a key, too. I mean, while we're talking
right?
keys.
So?
Okay.
Like a closet key.
Oh, you don't have a closet key? Do you have anything in there?
If she had a key, she would.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I don't
know where she put it. Carol, I think I have an extra key. So let me look. Needs closet. Okay.
Let me know if I can get a closet key.
And you need one too.
Yeah.
Your concert at Timberline, correct?
It is at Timberline Middle School. It's a Friday night.
Okay. So is Kathy going to stay with you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
For now. For the current foreseeable future.
Oh, good.
We might even do some touring next year.
Oh, that would be fun.
We'll see. We just barely started talking about it. But that's all. I can tell you on our December concert. No, I don't. No, the December concert. Okay. Never mind. That's far enough out.
Yeah, that's far out.
Kathy, I gave her the name of a friend of mine.
Oh, awesome.
I sent it to her.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Maybe I should send it to you.
Sure, send it to me too. That way I can, yeah.
I schedule my calendars out that far. What day is it in December?
We don't know for sure.
Oh, okay.
We're hoping for December 7th.
Okay.
Either the 7th or the 14th. I have to wait till June till the school has nailed down when they're using it. And then we get second place.
Kathy, I haven't forgotten that I need to get you the new insurance.
Yes, I do.
And I will work on that tomorrow.
Thank you.
See if I can get it over to you.
That'd be great.
Okay.
I think that's all I have.
Okay, Carol.
We had our first so-and-so meeting in January, and we had 60 people that came.
60?
Wow.
60.
Yeah.
60.
Wow.
60.
So were you guys all on top of each other?
How yeah, did that work?
Oh, no, 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 because this was just for a Trump show. And so we had Annie Smart, who is a, you know, she's quite a well-known quilter. She came and did a presentation. And so we were just sitting and we were bringing sewing machines. But we will be doing the sewing machines on February 16th, which is a Friday. It's the third Friday. It's an all-day. So from 9 o'clock, yes, until 4. And people do bring their sewing machines in. So we've had up to, I think, 25 in there. So,
do you leave out the strips so everybody can come in?
Oh, I tell everybody to bring their own extension cords. And, yeah.
There's the mats for just having.
Yeah, they bring their own extension cords. And then I just have an ironing station and a cutting station. And so I don't know how many will come in February when we do the whole day. So.
And there was interest on my Facebook page for your name.
Yes, there was a lot of interest in it. So, and I've had quite a few calls. So
that's
it's
good.
Been
that's awesome.
It's been interesting to see what people are wanting. Mm-hmm. And then we also did, in December, did the Santa Claus, which was, I thought it turned out pretty phenomenal. How was it from the library?
It was really busy, wasn't it? Especially the first hour. It was crazy busy.
It was.
He's the best Santa.
Your husband?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I know, he starts growing his beard in June, and I'm like,
well, and he's so sweet with the kids. He's just,
he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
But anyway, that turned out really nice. So,
yeah. And just so everybody knows, we're not going to have the quilt show at the Flame.
Oh, for sure we're not. Okay.
It didn't happen. I thought they were going to get to
it. Well, that's what we thought, too.
But it's a no.
It's a no. Okay. So, but what I've asked Carol to do is provide me a couple of quilts that we can put up at the art show. We usually have some extra space on that end. Or something, so we can do that and put up a little poster about their quilt guild. So,
are some of those only quilts, or do you make like sew other things?
Quilts. Yeah, it's just. They can sew anything they want.
They can bring their own project.
Mm-hmm. We have a block of the month that we feature with a quilt that we teach.
Okay.
And then, but they can bring and sew handwork, whatever they want to do.
Okay.
So if someone had, like, I have a child who has a quilt, they've started making it at their school and now needs to finish on their own, they could come. Just still be 21. They could come.
Yeah, because there's tons of people there who could help and give instructions on what to do.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's a really fun group.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Carol, do you have anything?
Nope.
Yeah, she's got one for them, the door.
Hey, I'll walk the queen if you want me to, or if you need me.
She did say she'd walk the parade. If, you know, we had her do it last year, so she'll do it one more year.
Hey, we've been here for many years.
Yeah. Yes.
That might be an irreplaceable position.
That might be.
I know,
because
I just list them all. I'm like, sorry, you guys are walking
this
plane. Let's go.
Well, we don't know what we're going to do without you and without your kids. Your kids have been awesome help over the years.
So you're just picking up and moving everybody to Provo, huh?
Well, we're practically empty nesters. We only have two that are still
It is the best
such as in Helsinki. She's on a mission in Finland.
Okay, Carrie Mann, what do you got for us?
Rehearsals are going great. We have our concert is on May 11th at both 2 and 6 p.m. at Mountain Ridge. I am on the lookout for new accompanists for next season because my accompanist is retiring.
How are you doing?
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah,
she is.
Yeah,
she has arthritis really badly in her hands. So
she needs to.
You know who you should ask? But I don't know if she's free. She might be free because you do your meetings like in the afternoon.
Tuesdays from 3:30 to 7.
So, Kristen Ritchie, who used to be in the Bell Choir, is an awesome accompanist, too. She teaches piano.
Will you send me her info? Uh-huh. I'm going to start. Anyway, I've just started trying to work on
it. I know she teaches piano lessons till about lunchtime-ish, maybe 1-ish or so. But then she has her afternoons usually free to do other things. So.
Okay.
And she's retired. And she's a go-getter, like loves kids and everything. Yeah.
And she's amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The music is pretty substantial. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to play parts, which is really tricky.
I think she can do it.
Okay.
She's a pretty good
musician. I would love her information. I think that's mostly it. I still wish that they would put laminate up there instead of carpet, just because.
For the sound?
Well, not just the sound, but, you know, you can clean it.
For the wear.
It's indestructible.
They've already ordered the carpet. They're not going to. Yeah, they're not.
Oh, they've already ordered the carpet.
Yeah.
Okay. I also couldn't tell her.
When is she retiring?
At the end of this season, so it would be starting next season.
September.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would probably be pretty good timing for her.
She should come to our concert. I'm gonna have
she take out the like she's the choir director in our ward and stuff. Like, she's really good with music.
Yeah, great. I love that. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That it?
I think so.
Can I ask you a fast question? You said we were going to get this parking lot paved eventually. Is that how long out is that?
Well, I don't know.
Because my choir members asked me to ask.
We don't know. They're going to build a building over there. So that has to be a while. It's going to be a while.
Kathy, you talked about the additional dirt part.
The dirt. Yeah. It's just dirt and dark.
It's going to be a while.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was a few minutes late. I pulled into the parking lot and then someone parked on that back place.
And blocked you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I ended up rolling out my window, putting my head out the window, and going trying to go through, but I was so afraid I was going to hit somebody. I couldn't. There was no room for me to even turn around.
Yeah.
I've run into that too. A lot of times.
Yeah.
I wish that there was a way to be like, no parking here or something.
I know.
Like, don't block the lane.
Yeah.
Anyway, things are going really well. I just put up a sign. I went in and got a sign permit. I put up one sign. One question I had, you're not supposed to put your signs up in parking strips anymore, which I totally get. But that one spot across from Highland Elementary where we like to put up signs is a no parking spot. It's a red spot, so no one can park there. And if you put it back behind the sidewalk, it's more of a hindrance. A, you can't see it back there because it's under the tree. B, it ends up being like right where the kids are riding their bikes and walking because it has to be up closer to the sidewalk. So if in that one spot, it's not a parking area, we could put it where we normally put it, where would they put all the political signs and everything? It's just, you can't see it back there. Right. It would be so great if we could get an exception on that one spot.
Okay.
I didn't put it there. I put it back where it's supposed to be. But that would be a huge thing for us.
I agree.
She said a lot of the arts people were putting their signs in the wrong place. And so that's another thing that we probably just need to go over to make sure they're not on any corners. I told her I didn't think it was any arts people putting their arts. Because a lot of times we get people from outside the city putting their art signs in the city in the wrong place. And then it looks like Arts Council is doing it, but it's not us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to tell her that.
Who's this she? Who's her?
She's so nice. Haley.
Yeah,
she was great. She's really helpful.
Good.
I just have the one that I was putting out.
One thing that you guys need to know, when you put up a sign, you have to get a permit from the city to put on the back of it that says that you're...
We have a lot of signs, but we have one for our choir president, Mike Jim, that does them all.
And it would be really good, too, if you let me know when you're putting up a sign, so that if they call me, I'm aware.
Okay. Well, they should. I mean, you go through the city to do it, and you get to all those.
But sometimes they still call. Sometimes they...
Double check.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I have seen sometimes is signs on corners, and there's not going to be signs on
anything. No,
really?
Because
within 40 feet.
Yeah.
Within 40 feet of the corner, so we just need to be aware of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we could find out about that one spot.
Okay, I'll check on
that. It's such a great spot, and there's no parking there, and then we're out of the way of the kids.
I agree.
It's better to be out of the way.
Is there a way to get a list of all the rules? Like, you know what I mean?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'll put something together.
That'd be awesome. If we could get a list of the rules. And we also have started doing yard signs, like the little political signs that we give to our members to stick in their yard. There's no problem with that.
They can put it on their private property.
Okay. That's what I thought. Just wanted to make sure.
It can go on any private property as long as you have permission, and it can go on, and other than that, you need to make sure it is Highland City property.
Right.
For obvious reasons. Also, is there any chance someone else took the minutes in October or November?
I might have, but I sent it to you if I did.
I don't have them. I only have September's.
I actually remember that as well.
Yeah. But I sent them. I don't know where they are now.
Did you send them to me or Carrie Lynn?
You.
Oh. Well,
I just wrote them to read. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, one more.
You said that was all.
Right after the Christmas concert, because my daughter had just had her baby, so she has her robes and that other thing that have to be checked off, but I'll go on there tonight and get it stacked up on our staff.
Okay.
So we should just have that one stack that we have before.
Okay, thank you. And I didn't have to put a few of the Christmas decorations in there too, so I'll try to find a spot that I can move those out of the way. Okay.
You weren't here, but we threw around the idea of having designated
areas
in the closet where this is all one person, this is all someone else.
Oh, in the room?
I'm sorry. Where are
we already?
No, we kind of did, but we just talked about it.
Okay.
So we'll work on that. Okay, Kelly? She actually isn't on the board, but she's our TA. She's director and producer of the theater.
So I was just going to mention the director of the high school. She might be interested in doing some summer stuff if they need some help. She's done it for Murray,
so you mean theater stuff? Are you talking about?
Yeah, she's the drama.
But I think she has a pretty good committee.
Yeah, we've already got somebody.
Yeah, I think she's got it put together.
Yeah. So I'm just, and I haven't, like, she's not asking to do it.
Okay, that's great. And then, how's Glade doing? Okay with the taxes, but they don't come due the same time as personal taxes. They have to be done by either November or December, and I think he knows that. Remember last year it took him a while to figure out.
Maybe that was just that form.
That's what he'll have to do again. But he probably knows how to do it now. He's done it once. That's how Woody did it. You know, once he did it, then they said it was really easy. So... Okay, thank you. You're the best. Oh, and Easter egg hunt. Are you up for the Easter egg hunt?
What day is it?
April 31st is when Easter is.
Yeah, it's
March 34th.
I think I have it on that paper
March,
that I'm
right.
Sending.
No,
yeah, March 31st.
March
31st.
March 31st.
Okay.
31st
is Easter Sunday.
I think I'll be around if you wanted me
but
to do that.
So then the Easter egg hunt would actually be in March, like on the 30th?
That's the same question.
Linda, on that paper, it says
Easter is the March. Yeah, Easter is.
Yeah, but on that paper, I wrote the date. She told me that the Easter egg was going to be.
You have March 30th.
Okay, then that's
But Easter is that weekend.
It is.
That's fine.
And that's usually the Saturday before Easter. It's usually the Saturday before Easter.
Yeah. I know, but Easter's early this year.
Yeah, because Easter was so early, she decided to have it just
the same weekend.
That's also the week and right before spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Consider that last year. Like,
is that why?
You want less people, or are we worried about missing out on kids?
I don't know. It's going to be tricky because you never know what the weather's going to be that early.
It could be so much better.
And she's going to try to get Macy's to do the cookies, but. She is
Robin. You're talking
she
about
Robin. Yeah. She said she's dry, but she didn't know.
We needed more, didn't we? We need more.
Yes.
Last year, I think we had like 400, and there were like 3,000 people there.
I know. It was awful. But a lot of it depends on that we didn't have enough cookies for all the kids.
Maybe that is the worst thing.
Running out of cookies?
Well, Sharon and I were talking about that
smaller cookies
the other day.
Like,
she said, "Do you have to do cookies?" And I said, "No, we don't have to. We've just always done them."
It's traditional. It's so fun.
I like it. No. Obviously, they like the cookies.
They like the cookies.
Well, that's why all the kids don't get a prize either. You know, at least they can get a cookie.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on that. We'll see what Macy says about donating them.
4,000.
Well, they didn't even like doing the 300. But,
what if we got donations from two different
stores?
I thought.
Yeah,
I thought of that too.
And maybe Walmart. We could throw them all in there.
Right.
See how many we can get.
Smith.
Yeah. Myers might. Mm-hmm. They do donate a lot to us.
Myers does, yeah.
So, okay. Thank you, Kelly. I'll keep you posted.
We did the Easter thing last year. Is that you
helped?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, Kathy.
Me, my husband.
Yeah, they came. Who else came?
Ellen came. No, Annie helped with the Halloween one.
Yeah, that was Helen. That was my first one.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad, was it? But we did run out of
cookies,
which was sad for the kids.
Yeah, that is sad.
I think we ran out of frosting too.
Yeah, we did.
And we ran out of frosting before we ran out of cookies.
Yeah,
and we were trying to be so careful.
I know.
So
they didn't want to give us frosting. I had to buy the frosting.
Oh, yeah.
So okay, Linda.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what's going on in your world.
In my world. I'm going to, most of the people are here, I think, right now, for the submissions to the newsletter. I'm just going to put a blanket date of the 15th of the month, because I have to have it into her by the 18th, and sometimes that falls on a weekend, and I have to get it in earlier than that. So I'm just going to blanket date for the submissions for the 15th of the month. So we're doing pretty well. Not too wordy. Thank you, girls. It gets hard. I hate to be the one to have to trip back. Yeah, I like doing that.
Well, and sometimes she sends them stuff and then they leave
and the city will leave it out if it's too full. Like they
have
our council one the whole month. They have just really been you do one in September.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten over that yet. Anyway,
a lot of them people are getting it digitally. It shouldn't be limited.
But well, on the digital copy, it isn't limited.
But they still put it in.
They don't though.
Yeah.
They don't. And when I look up the digital, it's basically the same thing as what we have.
Right.
Hard copy. So
I can understand being limited paper because that takes a lot.
Yeah. I can't. It's out of my hands. I just give them what I need. But just to let you know, I'm going to look for the 15th now from now on for Carol and our flyer.
By the way, you do such a great job with that.
You really do.
Well, you really do a great job.
And I really, really appreciate it because you really do a good
job. And reach out to everyone. And
Well,
you're great.
Thank you.
She does a great job.
Thank you.
All
we should
of
give her a raise.
We should give her a raise.
A 20% raise.
I get to the piece tonight.
We're
going to
give you an extra cookie.
Yeah, have a
standing
ovation instead of one.
So that's the main thing I wanted to say, is that I need to just put it right. I just put a blank, and every Monday I have to count back. Okay, this is the 18th, okay, it's on a Monday, I've got to get to it by that Thursday, and I have to keep counting
back.
So I think we have a 15th, now on the 15th, and if that doesn't work, I'll give you another call. So the 15th from now on, I'm going to want your submissions, if you can give it to me by the 15th. Other than that, I don't know if I have anything. Just if you have things, let me know. I work up the calendar. I start working on the calendar about the middle of the month, like this calendar. I start working on it about the middle of the month, but I don't finalize it until the last week of the month. So let me know if there's changes in times, dates, et cetera, so I can make sure the calendar is correct. We also do post this. I post this on my granddaughter taught me how to put it on the website. Well, I almost did it last time by myself. She had to come help me. I'm learning how to put it on the website. The flyers and stuff are easy peasy. This is a whole different ballgame doing the calendar.
And I like to use this as the profile of our Facebook page.
Yeah. So
each month I try to change it to the new calendar. So then they can
see it. And you do a great job with that.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's
a lot of work.
I appreciate Linda sending it to me. Or, you know, whenever you ever get flyers, just send them to me and then I'll do it.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm a little bit better at that this last month. Otherwise, I don't think I have anything. My art class is doing well. It's smaller than it was in the first semester, which I appreciate. I lost some kids, but that was okay.
It was almost too full.
Yeah, I started out in September with 18. Mm-hmm. That was way too many.
Too many for a kid's class.
Yeah, and I know Shelly, she's got to be splitting theirs, so they're going to have two classes. So they like to have captains at 12, mm-hmm. which is about what I have right now is 12. Anything else I should report on?
Well, I just want to say thank you for all the graphic stuff you did, because it's amazing. And
I'm disappointed this comes out so dark when it's printed. My original copy doesn't come out so dark.
I like it.
The background's a little dark.
It's all right.
I like that.
But anyway, normally I'd like it to be lighter.
Well, I always call her, and I mean, those days when we talk six times a day, but
go through a straw.
Yeah, she gets right on it as soon as I ask her to do something. An hour later, I've got it back on my computer. So.
Because my brain won't remember it.
We need to put the adult choir. We actually start at 7:45.
Okay, that's the kind
but
of
you
thing.
Could put 7:30.
That's
know,
the kind of thing I need
start
to know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But mm-hmm. we don't start at 7. Carrie Lynn is not even out.
Yeah,
we just
set
it out until
7:30. Okay,
because I have to clean up.
This is what I'm asking about, girls, because I keep changing it. This is the one thing that has changed almost every month I do it. It seems like I always do it wrong.
Do you want to put
adult choir at 7:45?
Sure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. See, we come to the building at 7:30. Carrie Lynn has it till 7:30.
Okay.
And then we start singing at 7:45. So you just put 7:30.
Put 7:30, that way they'll be there.
That's right. I agree. Put 7:30.
Okay, I'll put 7:30.
And then, Linda, could you start working on...
That's okay. We pop in a little early every time. Okay, good. I like the flyer. And then I don't have to worry about unlocking the building.
The flyer for the art show. Because I want to be able to hand those out to all the art classes and stuff.
Does anybody know how to sell flyers?
That's
what I think. And then I think, let me spell this. Is it a Y?
But it's like you're flying.
Okay, flyer for art show. Okay. I look on the internet and I see it both ways. So I start to
get it. Come on, BF way. I'm not sure.
Go ahead, because I see it both ways when I check.
Okay.
I think it's Y if you're flying in a plane or flying.
I agree with that.
I just looked every time.
Are you looking it up?
No, just
legit.
No, I'm looking it up. Auto checking my via text. Mm-hmm. They're both legit on my texting.
Okay, Annie.
Okay, everybody, Annie,
you know, is going to be our new fundraiser person.
Yay.
And I've asked her to be thinking about ideas for fundraising, because we really do need to start working on that harder now. And while before you start, Doug, I don't know what we need to do to get a PARC grant. It's PARC. Almost every city has it but us now. And it makes a huge difference. Like American Fort gives their arts council $20,000 a year to work with. So that really, really makes
sense. Yeah, I would like that done.
Okay. Okay, Naveen.
Okay. First question I have is, how much money are we trying to raise?
As much as
$10,000.
It costs us about almost $4,000, $4,000 to $5,000 to put on a play. Time we get the rights and the scripts and rent the building, if we do it at one of the schools. How much does it cost?
Concerts?
Yeah, for the schools, now that we have the insurance, what?
That was better, the rentals were better, but what happens is if you're paying the lower price, then they add on, then they charge you for everything that they weren't charging you for, so it's pretty close. It's still, I think the slot tenant was about $1,500, used to be about $3,000.
For one night, either way.
For one day, yeah.
One day, and that's why we can't do the quilt show, because we would have to have the school for like 3 or 4 days. And
oh, yeah.
It would just be exorbitant.
It would be.
Not work to piggyback with, frankly.
There is a full day rate, but they won't give it to you if you're playing a lower rate. So it's the same kind of thing where, like, they'll throw in the shell, the risers, the piano, everything, if you're paying the higher rate.
You
have to pay for all those things on top of it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's the same form. You're supposed to fill out, and you have to pay for the hourly use of the piano, yeah, and all the microphones,
and
the custodians, and the tech use.
$50 an hour.
Yeah.
You pay for the tax, and you pay. It really is incredible. I wish we had a theater in the city.
I wish we, yeah, we need
it. We need a theater.
We need some kind of, you know,
fine arts event place.
Yes. Yeah, we need a center.
I'm right there with you, baby.
Yeah, she wants a new library.
Right?
Sean, is the place being built as a park, or is that
the outside pavilion that you talked about, or a theater?
I asked Erin the other day, and I said, okay, what do you want me to do about, because she put me in charge of fundraising for the amphitheater at the park. And I said, do you want me to start on that yet? And she said, not yet, because we don't know for sure what we're going to do up there. So I'm just on hold.
We just looked at the list of potential amenities at the park, and all the council members by tomorrow evening are ranking them all.
By priority?
Ranking. And not really. It's for each one, 1 to 4.
Okay.
Priority.
You think of the new park they put in.
Yes. And from there, we'll decide, okay, kind of where's the line of what we have funding for.
Where's the stage on the list?
The stage was on the list.
But it's kind of like the carpet deal. You know?
It's kind of like the what?
The carpet deal. It just kind of gets moved back and moved back. And eventually it'll happen. But
our eyes will need to.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be really fun to have it so we can have some outdoor concerts in the summer and stuff. So I don't know. I can't.
So when are they going to put the carpet in?
I don't know. I don't have a date yet. She said she would call me as soon as she had a definite date.
So will everything have to cancel this year?
Yeah. I asked her please not to do it on the second week of the month, because that's the senior citizen thing.
That's the next thing.
Do you know
how many days it would take them to do it? And is it going to make
no, but I can.
They were really fast. They did it in 4 days.
Where's
in
this?
My
4 days.
And it's really pretty. If
and you
seen
could
it.
Be doing stuff upstairs while they were working downstairs.
But Carrie Lynn uses the whole
room there.
Well, you can't get in there right now.
Can you?
Sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. So
hopefully we can use one of the other levels while they're doing the other, because we definitely, I don't know what we
need. We use the whole building, so.
The first just because we're too big now. We used to, year for years, we did it in my house, but I have, there's too many, we have 130 kids.
But don't worry, we'll take care of you. I know. Don't say, don't call me later and say I'm so stressed.
Oh, I'm going to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll look out for you. But I'm really worried about the senior citizens too, because we have like 45 senior citizens that come, and they lots of them that's their only out of the
Maybe
whole month.
Maybe they could do it during the spring break.
Well, I don't know, but she said she would. She said, yeah. She said she would.
And it wouldn't interfere with you or and everybody else.
Well, she and Roy both said that they will be aware and that they will let me know. So as soon as I know something, I'll let you know. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes.
All right.
I don't know. I can't give you a definite number.
Okay. So we want to raise, I'm guessing, somewhere between 10 to 20,000, but closer to 20,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thoughts that I've had, and I don't know like how you've done fundraising in the past, but I just had some ideas. So I thought it would be great because we're just trying to get people there. The more people we can get there, the better like the fundraiser is going to go. So you can say no, but I thought it would be great if we could have like productions or like little exhibits or something from all of the different like art council groups, like a song or two from the Bell Choir, a couple songs from the children's choir, a couple songs from like the adults choir, some art displays from the art groups that kind of shows like what we're doing and what these funds are going to, because people are a lot more generous or a lot more happy to donate when they see like the product
and who's going to benefit
and like who's benefiting it, or they might donate more if it's for their kids' art classes or whatever. So I thought it'd be great to have like a little program.
When are you thinking of doing this?
Good question. So we kind of talked about that. I have a fundraiser that I'm doing in March for Utah County, and so I don't want to like have too much on my plate because I've got to get that one over first. And so, yes and no. So we can do it here, but I almost well, I guess it depends on what type of fundraiser you pick. I'll get to that in 1 second. So anyway, time wise, I was thinking April would be good if it's earlier in the month. And then if we wanted to do it after April, my only concern is you guys have choir concerts and stuff. Like, it's almost the end of the year. I don't want to, like, ruin your choir concert by showing some of the songs that you're doing at choir concert unless you don't care.
That's fine.
What about after concerts?
Well, then people go on vacation. It's summer.
I mean, like, what about before the end of May, but after the big concerts? So that we're a little more like
just they wrap up that May, this building is completely booked.
I'm sure that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of piano recitals in May.
That was my concern, is like everybody's like limping to the finish line by May with school projects, and so I thought maybe if we could do it beginning of April or even mid-April, that it kind of gave us a little bit of a here's something else before all the other crap piles on, and hopefully people will come because they're not like pulling their hair out with so many projects that they've got to get done in the month of May. So those are my thoughts. Everyone chime in. Let me know if you have any suggestions. This is my first time doing it for this group. So let's say beginning of May, like first week of May or second week of May is kind of what I'm looking at. And then we're probably going to run it.
April.
Yeah, first week of April is spring break.
Okay, so then, like, then we're looking at, well, let me check my schedule. Then it would have to be... Yeah, that gives us the week of April 8th through the 13th. The next option would be April 15th through the 20th. Those are open times for me. Does anybody have any suggestions or thoughts, like preferences?
It is those weeks with your parents.
What was the first week?
April 8th through the 13th, that week.
before you see that. Not that anybody
cares. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm just leaving town. Actually, that's true. We're going to go to that. So I don't want to do that day.
What day? What?
April 8th is the Texas full eclipse. Oh, a lot of people are.
We're going to be going to go to the eclipse, yeah. The eclipse in Texas.
In Texas. Well, other places.
Mm-hmm.
Also Texas. Mm-hmm. I think that pollen week might be a little better. Just
the
15th? We're going to be
coming
just
down. So, you guys have done this longer. Do you feel like doing it during the week is better, or waiting till like a Friday, like on the or Saturday on the weekend?
Weekend.
Weekend's typically better for attendance in the city. Okay. And then here's my thoughts. So, depending on the weather, I thought maybe we could try and do something fun outside, but if we picked April, I don't know, I feel like it's a little risky. It might be too cold and there's a lot of rain or snow mix at that time.
April, you can't
I say let's scratch like trying to do anything that's an outside fundraiser and focus on doing it inside then. And then my thoughts were, okay, so we can have program, and what if we did like after the program, like we could have food fundraisers, for example. You can have booths that are like already set up deals with like local vendors. This is something that my kid's school is doing right now since it's parent teacher conference. So they can have like a deal with the Nothing But Cakes, little cakes, and then they make a profit off of that goes to school off of however many, like every time one sold, a portion of it goes to school. So we could do something like that with a dessert place like this. And have food like at our little concert or fundraiser night, and then we could also do maybe something with Costa Vida, or if they bring like a food truck or whatever, that we could have those options before too. Just to arrange something where we can make a profit off of that.
Well, Costa Vida do that and give us a profit?
They have for my kids' school before. Like there's like a Costa Vida night or whatever where if you go there for dinner, like after the concert, if everybody goes there and has their dinner before or after, then they'll donate like a portion back to the Highland Art Council, arranging things like that. So we could advertise that through the city and just have little signs and flyers and emails and stuff that go out that says Highland Art Council fundraiser if everybody wants to go to like Costa Vida tonight or whatever, pick up a cake, pick up your dessert at Yummy's or something. If we can arrange something like that, it's a really easy way to make money. With they're going to eat anyways that night, and so it just like helps us. We make a little profit off of whatever happens. And then if we did like a kids art show and like showed their art, we can always try and arrange like some art piece auctions that are like actually really good ones that can be donated, or also have like parents buy their own kids' art, like some of their art display or whatever, auction off their little kids' art. I don't know, that was an option I thought too. It's like a donation.
Both mothers are pretty possessive of their children's art.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the kid's gonna be like, buy mine
just for the art show,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the mothers will give it up, is what I'm saying, because I have to.
I'm expecting the moms to buy their own kids' art.
When you have a scout cake auction and people pay $250 for a cake that their scout made,
I don't see that happening. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Yeah.
But how hard is it to do something like a the golf tournament? Do it later in the year, in the summer.
I'm fine with that. Is that something you guys?
I don't golf, but I'm just
wondering. Would Alpine Country Club do that? Golf?
Uh-huh. I'm wondering how you would do. Like if you were to do concert performances, that's a lot. We have 80 members in our choir, and she has 130 kids. That's a lot of. You'd have to have a big place to do that, even if it was just a couple songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of
fun. I have the same thought. It's a little bit.
But if you just did what I did for the craft fair, I just got a quartet from your group. Well, not your group, your TSO. I just got a quartet. I tried to get quartets from everybody else, but I couldn't get it. But if we did a smaller little ensemble, that could work, maybe.
I mean, people always do like little races, like fundraiser races. I don't know if that's something that.
I mean, I see it as an advertising opportunity too, mm-hmm. about advertising for a concert. But
I don't know. What have you guys done in the past to raise money?
We've done the signed auction at the art show. Mm-hmm. We do sell art at the art show. Mm-hmm. I applied for grants, and donations. I
something that usually works is we've some occasionally been able to carry those concerts for
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We make that much money off of those.
Though. We only make a few hundred, but every little bit helps.
What about grant writing? Can you do grant writing?
I've never done it before.
It
doesn't mean I can't figure
it's
it out, but I've never done it before.
It's a huge amount of work. Mm-hmm. I've done several of them, and it's.
You've got to just write one this one.
I'm working full time, so maybe I don't know if I have the time for that. If it's that much work,
it is a lot of work. I can mm-hmm. guarantee you, but I there's some places that will give us a donation, like Utah Power and Questar, whatever. They will. Wells Fargo gave us a nice donation 1 year.
This one we're trying to raise money for the piano.
Uh-huh. Bank of America Port, they used to be really good at it. They're not as good now, but they're out of bank. Yeah. But banks, a lot of times, will. America First, they donate to like food banks and stuff like that. That's their thing. That's what
I mean. So, random thought. I don't know if this is something that we want to pursue or not, but it is like a political election year. Like maybe we could get some of those state reps and people running for office to do like a charity golf tournament or whatever. I don't know. Like that's an option. A lot of people are trying to meet people in the city, and candidates will take like any chance that they can get to kind of come out and meet people in a neighborhood or city. I don't know if that's an option. But
it seems like you're targeting the right economic group.
Rich was gonna do that.
Yeah,
we're
gonna
point.
Do one called A Heart for the Arts.
Mm-hmm. And our theme for
Beating Heart for the Arts.
Our theme for the theme this year is going to be something about hearts, because we have that big heart that we had up on the mountain that 1 year, and they want to use that again. So I don't know if she's decided.
I talked to her yesterday, and it hadn't been selected yet.
But mm-hmm. it'll be something to do with hearts. So
that's one thing that I think you can get a lot of people. It's easy to. A lot of people want to do 5Ks. You know, anybody associated with the arts, like you could, mm-hmm. we could market it to choir families. You know, mm-hmm. all
yeah,
the
families are all registered.
And it's something that anybody could do, and you wouldn't have to worry about.
We can advertise it to through the schools, like in flyers that they let you send home to the parents and stuff. If I share something that the schools would do.
Yeah, I think that sounds like an amazing idea. And you can make a lot of money.
About just a little candidate.
Sorry, what?
I like the political candidate sponsoring of golf.
Yeah. Well, I brought that up because I work in politics, and so we're doing stuff like that all the time. But there's the option that we could reach out to some campaigns and see if any of them want to, like, sponsor something for the 5K or, like donate some money or whatever, and then they get to have their booths there that they're running for office and meeting people.
Giving out lotteries or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of people are interested in opportunities like that. So
we have sent out fundraiser letters in the newsletter before, but it cost us, I think it was
a couple hundred dollars.
Oh, it was 300 and something, and we
didn't get anything back.
We got a few back from them, but it didn't even cover the expense of
putting out letters.
I think now a lot of times people just are not reading. They don't deal with
half
the people
don't
even read their emails.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think having little signs advertising it for a month or so ahead of time is always helpful. Like just the little political signs or a banner or whatever. Like art, Highland Art Council fundraiser 5K. Like sign up. Blah blah blah.
Yeah. What about the electric sign?
Mm-hmm. I feel like those always help.
Are we allowed to use that ever?
We can use it if they're not using it. That's mm-hmm. the rules. I mean, they have first priority.
Right.
And we do use it for the craft fair. and I and they always used it for the fling,
right?
So
maybe a fun twist would be like something artistic involved with the race, like
you can make
your t-shirt.
Color
oh,
race.
That's a great
race.
Idea.
Oh,
color
that's
chocolate.
A good idea.
People love that.
They love
yeah.
color
and
chocolate.
They love the color yeah. chocolate races.
Mm-hmm. Design the t-shirt, yeah.
Yeah, design
contest.
The t-shirt to run in or
yeah,
like
really
for
and it would appeal to all ages.
How does that make money?
Well, it just gives it a twist.
So they have to
help.
There's
more people
money
to come do it.
They have to pay to be in the race.
Well, I know that. I do that
so,
the t-shirt thing. I mean,
well,
I
don't,
we've done that for our own
family. They do their own.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then
yeah.
they, like, could.
Doesn't their registration cover the cost of a t-shirt, too, or something?
Well,
or do you have to buy a t-shirt in addition?
I know for the princess marathon that they do in Florida everywhere, every year, they just, everybody dresses up like a princess, and you're not, you don't get an outfit. Like, people go all out to dress
to
up.
To show off your own outfit.
To draw, show off in tutus and tiaras and... So you can do that as a theme, say,
decorate
your t-shirt.
And we could have a contest for the best t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it was creative.
Contest, that's mm-hmm. really
give away
idea.
A trophy or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, are we talking about the same...
But they don't have to
in April, or are we talking about moving into the summer?
Yeah. You could do it, you could still do it in April, couldn't you? A 5K?
Mm-hmm.
It's not hot yet.
Again, the weather. Yeah.
Depends
on
cold and
snowing. How about the first week of June?
Garbage bags.
First week of June, you're going to have tons of people on vacation because school just got out.
Yeah.
That's,
always,
really
that's always when everybody goes that mm-hmm. to the school. Gets
but I think, but by the time you're into the end of June and getting closer to July, then those people that were going to go on their trip already left and they're back.
I think it's a more laid-back time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, trying to put a, my personal thought is trying to put a production together in April with that time.
But if we did it the week before the fling? Leading up to the fling.
That's a good idea.
They already do one.
They do a race as part of the fling.
Yeah.
So that might be
yeah,
a
part of
it. Yeah, there's a yeah. race associated
so
with the
fling,
so that's probably not a good. I mean,
August.
That would be a problem.
So it's in the first of August.
You're thinking the end of June?
What if we did like a back to school one? Because people come back to school, you know, like.
So end of August instead of
being. Well, we could wait till school starts and, like, in the, like, people are back, they're not on their trips anymore.
So
is it. And do like August, September, like back to school, arts race. I don't know, that's a good idea. That's a good time.
Yeah,
the
weather's nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And actually, we don't have to.
It is.
We aren't on a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
We can spread it out. You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be. We, actually, it's better if we do
multiple things.
Yeah,
during
the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, why don't we do this? Why don't we shoot for, like, after school's already settled in, like, not the first week of September, because that's crazy.
That's
really
later
big. Like, let's wait for, like, yes. mid-September, end of September.
No, school starts in the
middle
of
August.
Like
right.
10th.
But you were saying that that's a really stressful time that you don't want to, like, that some families are just trying to get back in their routine and that's, like, less than they're thinking
starts,
of.
Like, the end of August. But my car starts the beginning of August.
She's talking about her program.
I was talking about her program. But for the race, I do think once school's in, like, that second week of September would be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think
people
so,
people have time
too.
To settle down.
Yeah.
And the weather's still nice.
Mm-hmm.
The only bad
that's
thing is if families have a lot of back-to-school expenses, and then we're asking for donations.
That's true.
That's
well, true. I still
and
think
there are
that
a lot
end
of
June is the best
mm-hmm.
End of June, we've done tons of productions, and usually there's lots of people in town. We're not into 4th of July yet. People have money back. May's over. We're not into Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my thought. Or April for a race. But I think weather might be tricky. What were you doing?
I was agreeing that back to school for this.
Yes, funds are bad in back to school.
Registration fees.
So that leaves us maybe June. I feel like July is just too dang hot. Like I don't want to run in July, and I don't want to run in August either.
What about
so
the third week of June?
I say, yeah, like, let's put it to, like, end of June,
April.
Middle of June.
Or April.
Still have April, and then the other option is...
Middle of September.
Middle of September. And then we could try to do, like, two different ways to do it, like, the race, And then also, if you want to support us, please go eat at such and such place tonight. We're going to get a little kickback for our effort. So
yeah, that's easy. It doesn't require too much time.
Yeah.
I wonder how many restaurants we could ask to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If people had options.
That would be a easy thing.
Because like Chick-fil-A does it, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, we could have choir families go and for us to go.
Chick-fil-A is the best place to go to a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're setting up 5K, then you'll have to work with the police department to get roadblocks, you know, so the kids don't get run over.
Yeah.
We have to think about if you're going to need a porta potty.
Or more than one.
And like water stations.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things. I'm just telling teacher.
How much it costs?
I think it's still a good idea. There's more than just saying, oh, that's not great. There are some other things you can have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You probably have to.
But I think that like
volunteers
having a store donate Gatorade is not, you know, would be really good, right?
Other thing that we can do that we haven't pursued lately is when we're doing concerts, like your concerts, we can sell an advertising for the program.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah.
Shannon, what about during the Easter egg hunt? Like, to do what? Asking for donations. Amazing.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Is that
school starts the 15th.
Yeah, we could do something. I don't know whether we'd get anything, but we can try it. You don't know until you try.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could choose an egg, and if the egg says donate $1,000.
Yeah, do that.
Well, I think since it's a political year, I'll be honest. I think since it's a political year, if you guys reach out, if we want to do that, and like reach out to campaigns, they love opportunities to meet people.
I love that idea.
Like, they will pay for the booth, and it's normal for a booth fee for anywhere to be like $300, $500. I mean, that's not cheap when you're running for a race. We just did a fundraising for Utah for the Republican Party in Salt Lake, and it was $5,000 a table, and it was sold out. I mean,
wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And that's like Utah County's one. It's $1,000 to $3,000 a table. Like, they have tons of. They have a lot of
dinner.
Mm-hmm. They have a dinner and then speakers. But I'm just saying, each of those places, in addition to their table, they also have a booth that the campaign can pay for, and the booth charge is usually anywhere between $100 to $300 to $500 for like where they come, bring their stuff, and pass out their flyers. So. I'm just saying it's a good opportunity since it's an election year, and since this is a city thing, there's going to be a lot of voters there, and that's the kind of thing that they're like, oh, we want to go to this. We don't want to miss an opportunity to talk to people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking more the race or the golf tournament?
If it's a race, like, I don't, just any kind of community activity like this, like having their booths at the finish line or something to talk to people. And
what about the art show?
Art show too. I mean, I think that they would. I think that especially local campaigns.
The art show would be out to the election. Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
When's the art?
Oh, you mean the thing art show?
Yeah, not the crowd there.
So right. The primary elections are June, beginning of June, and then general elections November.
Yeah. Yeah. So the art shows in August.
Would they be interested in having booths at the craft fair?
Oh yeah, I'm sure that they would. I'm sure lots of campaigns would be interested in anywhere they can.
Well, the craft fair is after the election.
But I think that we've got to pick probably just one, because I think if you have three different things going on, you're not going to get as much of a turnout as if it's just
make one night.
Unless you did like the dinner, you know, the
Cafe Rio or Chick-fil-A, whatever.
You did that and a race or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, even at the Easter egg hunt, if we just had a few posters around with a QR code saying accepting donations to the
those posters cost
average, what, about $300, I think. Mm-hmm. You can get those
$300? Those signs, Sean, how they develop?
Oh, no, those signs are, what, you're just talking about outside signs?
Yeah.
They're like
$20.
$40.
Oh,
really? Depends how big you need them. They're mm-hmm. not bad.
I can have made
the littler ones are $25.
Hang them up anytime we have them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes,
we've done that with our QR code. We have a QR code that I have posters printed, and it's a program attaches to it. So you would attach whatever you need to that code.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And reuse it over and over.
Yeah.
I just had another thought.
Okay.
If we can use this building, maybe this would work. To do like a several different options, like all on the same day. We could do like a morning run, like 5K race, and then a town hall, something hosted by the Art Council where people can come and talk to candidates, candidates can set up their booth or whatever. And then just tell everybody that night, like, hey, support us if you'll take your... Can the city do that? Is that against policies? Like, can
no,
you do town
I'm
hall?
Just wondering if the city usually does have the candidates.
That's local candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's our city candidates, correct?
Yeah.
That's not our...
We'll need to check.
Yeah,
we need to
not
check.
Not each county, it's the state candidates.
Yeah, I'm talking about state races and congressional, like statewide and Congress races, because those are the campaigns that have the most money and that can pay more for food. Is what
well, can you check? Can you check, mm-hmm. Annie, and see what...
Mm-hmm.
If there would be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. We could host it. We could even... Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to put, like... I don't want to make the Art Council like a big political thing. I'm just trying
no.
to help you guys raise money.
Yeah, yeah we don't want to say, you know, mm-hmm. just do one party or the other. We would
yeah.
want
to... You'd have to do both. I guess you'd have to represent both sides and maybe do, like, one night and then one another night.
About three or four others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family
I think
friendly,
might be.
We could market it to all of our kids,
mm-hmm.
we could decorate a t-shirt.
As long as we don't do it close to
and
the screen, because they do.
Close to anything
yeah.
And then political, we have mm-hmm. the candidates can still give out water.
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
like that.
They
yeah.
can be invited to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
If they want to set up a booth, then they can set up a booth at the finish line. That's
yeah.
easy.
Okay.
And
you
can have the finish line at the park, so we can have the
mm-hmm.
What about that outdoor stage that they have at the fling?
I said Bill's
car.
Sorry, what?
Bill's car?
Built.
We need to kind of wrap up. It's
yeah,
almost 7. I want to give Doug just a minute first. Do you have any questions?
I've got lots of questions, and I will be catching up with you about many of them.
Okay.
One thing that came up last night at the city council meeting was a concern about groups who use specifically the orchestra was what was discussed. Groups who are using city facilities essentially for free and not doing any performances or concerts or whatever. Thinking that I know that there's a donation, an annual donation to become part of the Arts Council,
well,
or to be associated with the Arts Council, or that the thought was perhaps having a local performance would be something that might be added to that list. Don't need an answer right now. That's just a
you mean
throw it out
there.
You think about it.
You mean like the symphony? They would need to have one in Highland. Is that what you're talking about?
Not necessarily in Highland, but North Utah County. Yeah.
Okay.
For what I mean right now. So, like, we have to say, but we have concerts here, so, well.
Yeah, they have their.
Yeah,
does Timberline count?
It's
yeah.
really the symphony.
It's not really in Highland.
No,
it's being discussed
yeah,
because
they
used to
yeah.
do
yeah.
performances up here, and now they've moved down to
Are
Provo
they
for all of them.
Utah County at all, though? the problem is Utah County. I'm just wondering, I don't know what you dread, what you're dividing.
Well, and the thing is that the orchestra does donate $500
a
year.
Right.
The orchestra is really nothing anymore, you know.
Yeah.
And they do use that room to store their, and it's free. Yeah. And so
the storage, and every
Thursday they got the building.
Yeah.
Maybe
they
could rehearse in
Norway. Well, they have looked up that way several times. John Hughes told me that, but they can't find anybody that will give them the space
free.
To store there for free. To store their
and yet they've
orchestra.
Got a lot of money in their orchestra.
Yeah, he makes a ton.
A lot of donations.
He is really good at the fundraising thing. He is not hurting. In fact, he called me not too long ago and said, if you need more money, I can give you more money. And I go, well, we always
need money.
Oh, all right, if you insist.
Yeah. So,
I'm just worried if that's going to transfer down to the choir.
No, because
we've had issues with that before.
Not here, you haven't. Right.
Well, we had somebody else that started telling us we had to pay, and we were like, what?
Oh, well, that's.
But you took care of it, so it's not an issue anymore. Thank you.
Okay. It's while I was gone.
It was while you were gone,
yeah.
And then you came back, and we were so happy. Yes.
Well, you know, I think our orchestras, the children's choir, and the choral arts, and the bell choir, are a great asset for our community. I'm worried about the bell choir because they only have like 12 people. So for her to, a lot of that comes out of her very own pocket.
Mm.
And I feel bad about that. I want to do something to help her because she has no.
One of the biggest things I think would be if we had a place where we could all perform. That would make
that's millions of dollars.
It would.
I know. And that's a way out in the future. But it may be something we could work for.
Well, we did have a donor right before COVID that was going to build a. You probably know about this. Was going to help us build it. And then
it all fell
down. COVID hit, and then COVID was over, you didn't want to do it anymore. So there's a lot of deep pockets in Highland and Alpine. Yeah. You know, it's just being able to connect with the right person that's willing to.
Right.
Yeah.
Shauna, before we end the meeting, does minutes have to be read? But I don't have them.
I can't find them. I have them, but I sent them. So,
okay,
what do we want to do about minutes? Can we say in that we will read them again next time?
Yes, we'll
I will find the October minutes and bring them.
And we'll read these minutes. And we'll do better about.
So I don't know if they resolved the question that you had about, because actually it's one person I think that we're all talking about, or one group, and it seems like that needs to be dealt with individually and just,
it's a very touchy subject.
Anybody wants to take that
on? Nobody wants to. Ellen and I have
But why do we care if he just leaves?
We don't.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Is why do we, is it touchy? Because it's like I don't feel he's not contributing anything.
Have you ever met him before?
Oh, so I haven't. No.
Okay. You have dealt with that situation. Yes.
I think it is giving an opportunity to people in the community for their to be involved with the arts. To be in an orchestra, which is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
But still, if they're not performing here, then
they're not
supporting.
Well,
so nobody wants to talk to him.
The mayor will talk to him.
Oh,
that'd be great.
The mayor would be more than happy to talk to him.
So what's the question? I'm not understanding what the issue is yet.
Well, because
think about and it doesn't necessarily need to be a make a decision tonight. But what would make sense from the Arts Council standpoint? Because currently they're contributing $500 a year, sounds like, to the Arts Council to be affiliated with the Arts Council. And that's what allows them to use the facilities for free. And
sounds like they're paying for it.
Perhaps. What's that?
So it sounds like they are contributing. They're paying.
Even the storage space.
Yeah. And perhaps, I mean, one option that's come to mind is requiring anyone who's, you know, as part of that, you know, pay $500 and be affiliated with the Arts Council. It would be pay $500 and have at least one performance in Highland a year or something like that.
That's more than I think they probably need to contribute more than
that.
They're using the building.
Maybe if everybody thinks about that, and maybe the next meeting, that can hit the agenda. We can't really
in the fundraiser
make a decision about it tonight anyway, since it's not on the agenda.
Yeah, he really isn't benefiting our community anymore.
Yeah.
He used to be when he was up, you know, doing his concerts here. But, yeah, he really isn't benefiting the community.
My thought is, if it's true that he's only paying the $500 and that's like a significant discount to what somebody else in a different situation would be doing, a different group wanted to come and use the building, then my thought is, okay, we'll give you this discount.
Well,
like you use the storage and everything.
The Arts Council the same as they are and Kerry Lynn is, and yeah, he's under the Arts Council, but we would have to relinquish our affiliation with him, which is fine with me, because he doesn't even communicate with me anymore. He just does
his own thing.
So it is kind of interesting.
Okay, I think that's fair. I think it's fair to say if you want to still be part of Highland Art Council, then at least give us one performance a year. Otherwise, let's go our separate ways. I don't know.
So why don't folks think about that, and next month we can put it on the agenda.
Okay.
And reach a decision.
That sounds good.
Then recommend that to the City Council.
Yeah, and you might mention that to the mayor too, because he would like to see that happen.
Yeah, I told him last night that I
bring that up. Well, we're fine with that. Actually, it's, you know, that would free up another night
for the room.
Yeah,
we could have two closets. You know,
yeah,
there would
be another closet. Because I don't know if you've seen the little closet where we have our theater equipment. It's teeny. I'll show it to you if you want, but it is teeny.
You have to be like doing contortions to just
get
things
out of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of expensive equipment in there. There's sound systems and lights and so okay, right. Then we need to adjourn our meeting until next month on March 6th. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll see you all then, and I'll let you know if we're going to.